Now, I have to tell you a little story. It's this idea of, several times in this sermon, I talk about God looking or God searching. And as I studied and read and reread this sermon, I started putting that in quotes. And the best way I can explain that is this. See, many of you know we have a boxer. He's about an 80-pound dog, stands about yay high, full of energy, if you know boxers, full of energy. And whenever Jamie and I were building our house, we lived out at Racket with my mother and father-in-law in a trailer right next to their house. And whenever Jim, my father-in-law, would come home from work, all right, he and Chance had this little ritual that they did. Chance would hide behind a tree when Jim would come home. Now, you have to understand the tree was 6 inches in diameter. So Jim would get out of his truck and, you know, because it's a ritual, he knew what was coming, right? He knew he was going to get broadsided by this dog, right? So he stomps and goes around the tree, and while Chance moves around, he's thinking he's hiding from Jim. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the way we look to God. We're right there in plain sight, but we think we're hiding. Does that make sense? To some of us, that 6-inch tree is smaller than for some others of us, right? So God sees us. So when I say looking and searching, maybe it's more pursuing. Maybe that's a better word for it. God is pursuing us. But God looked for Adam and Eve. God looked for his creation, even though they weren't looking for God. Does that make sense? Can you picture that as far as the story with Chance and what that means? He was right there in plain sight, but because he couldn't see Jim, he thought Jim couldn't see him. Does that make sense? So, in the same way, God has been searching for you all your life, to love you and have a relationship with you. You see, the Bible teaches us that God is very near to each one of us. In our scripture for this morning, the Apostle Paul told all of the educated people in Athens. Now, you have to understand, this is really cool, because I stood and preached right where the Apostle Paul supposedly stood and preached for this sermon in Acts 17. It's the most awesome feeling to be there. All of these statues around to all their gods. And Paul saw this one statue of the unnamed God. And he capitalized on that to all these educated people. You see how he took what they already thought they knew and brought it into talking about God and Christianity. But he said that God is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. So where is God? Paul says, in God we live and we move and we have our being. You see, maybe a better question is, where is God not? You see, my understanding is, and my belief is, that every breath we take is a gift from God. I truly believe wholeheartedly that every heartbeat, every breath, every enzyme in our bloodstream that does miraculous things is a gift from God. And you know what? God is such an awesome creator God that I could stand up here and denounce God, and God would not take that gift away from me. We know people that denounce God, right? God's existence, or maybe they believe God exists, but he hasn't done anything for me. Get out of my life, God, right? Does God pull the breath out of their lungs?